HaGotavach. Okay, we're up to Sif Chav Zayin. Hopefully tonight, Mitzvah, we'll finish the simon. It's easy, Seifim here. Let's see. Sif Chav Zayin. Ein Chilek B'inyin Siddur. There's no difference when it's referring, when we're talking about Siddur, Mesadrin. There's no Chilek B'imik HaKoyle Metaltali. Whether the Loiva only has Karka left, whether he only has Metaltalin, it doesn't make a difference. Shafilo Ein Loi LaKarkois. Even if he's penniless and all he has is Karka, Menichim Loi, you leave him enough kaka, that he'll be able to buy his pillow and his cover and his two beds and his everything that he needs that we allowed from his ajin, then he can take it out of kaka as well. The only nakuda is that when he gets to clay umnis, we had before that clay umnis, if a guy has two, we leave him two. If he has one, we don't buy him a second. If he has zero, the Rishonim hold that you leave him with zero. You don't ever buy him more clay umnis than he had. So the Prisha points out over here that this is only been negated to his clothing and his beds, etc. But if a guy be clay umnis, if he has no clay umnis, we're not going to provide him with the clay umnis. We're not going to use the karka to buy him clay umnis. Except for, which we already once discussed, except for if he really had the clay umnis all along and just now he lost it. So you see, he can't get away without the claim. He needs his claim. Just punk today, he lost his claim. So then we use the karka to buy him to replenish his claim. And we said, Lokuti Alokas argues with that. The Chavis Chaim argued with it. He didn't bring it down, but he held not like that. But Pashas, we go like to preacher. Then in the Bechai Gavna, yes, we will have to buy his claim. But Minastam, it's not talking about claim. It's talking about everything else. All right, let's move on. Siv Chav Ches. Hisne imoy is very important sifra, Rabbi Isai. Hisne imoy, if a person makes a tanai with the loiva, shalai yisadru loi b'choiv, the loiva accepts upon himself this condition that he will not do sidr b'choiv. It means he won't mon for mesadrin. B'choiv there, tanoi kayim, the tanai is kayim. You're allowed to be masna mashakos b'toyer, even though masna mashakos b'toyer normally doesn't work, but by davash b'momin it does work. So what you see from here is gavaldika yisoid that the din mesadrin, even though it's a deraisa michum from erichin, it's a gzeris hakasa, but it's not an issa. The yisoidai, it's a hilchus momin, it's a schus that the loiva has to retain his basic necessities, and if it's given to us, no, he's allowed to be a master mashakos b'toyer because the davash b'momin tanoi kayim. So he has a right to do that. That's yisoid. This is a sefer trumis. It's a ramban. A number of rishonim go like this, and that's how we paskin. It's a davash b'momin. Very important. Aval. That's if you masna beferish that you're taking away misadrin. Shalo yisadru loy aval. But mashe shibud loy kol nechosev, if you just write in your document, he's mashabed all his nechosim, ein bezeh tanai levata lasidah, that tanai, that you could take all my nechosim, or mashabed all my nechosim, that's not enough to take care of misadrin. Why? Because we say, shalo hoye bedaitai, his kavana wasn't only ela al hanechosim ruim la api ha-toyra. That's all his kavana was. His kavana wasn't that you should leave him without a shirt. His kavana was, you could take all my assets, whatever you're allowed to take, api toira. Until you mention explicitly tanaya sid, until you mention that lehedya that he shouldn't be mesada you. But if not, if you don't say that lehedya, just say shibu kol nechosa, that's not enough. Continues the machabah. Vavilu kosav meglima de gaspoi. Even if you write such a shtag alosh, which is standard shufr deshtara, that we write these lashonis, I flew the glima de gaspoi from Chazal already. You could take even the shirt on my back, on my shoulders, the loy oma, still we don't say that takes care of misadrin. You still have to leave him his shirt, so what do you write that for? Like Amma Elal Itzdala, he was referring to his itzof. He has a very fancy garment. Pish Tagum Ideres Shina is Taich Itzdala Bavlos. You see, Ideres is Itzdala. Bas Meizuz, I only was referring to if I have $100 coat or shirt, Shein Xisarulai, and the Leiva doesn't deserve that. Because he's an oni, he only doesn't deserve to walk around with $100 shirts. Shemaychre, you could sell it v'itnu l'ksesaru uyaloi, and you give him ksesaru uyaloi. So even that lashon doesn't work. You have to write lehedya shalei yisadulei. Only then will it work. Continues the machabu one more halacha. Vim ama amenash leye bechayv zedin sida. If he changes the wording, he mentions sida, but doesn't say it like the beginning shalei yisadulei that. You won't have to give me sida. No. He says, that this chayv is not subject to the parsha of sida. Ein amoyel. That won't work. By shvius, if I say that you won't be meshamet me, means I acknowledge that the Torah says that there is Shemitah, and that this Chayv is subject to the Shemitah of the Torah, just I'm telling you that you shouldn't be meshamet me, so there's a mechila, so that works. But if I say that this Chayv shouldn't have Shemitah, how could you do that? The Torah says the Chayv does have Shemitah. Every Chayv has Shemitah. So you can't override the Torah and say the Chayv doesn't have Shemitah, so that won't work. So it's all too by Siddur. If I say that this Chayv doesn't have Siddur, tough. It has Siddur. Even if you say it doesn't have Siddur, the Torah says it has Siddur. But if I acknowledge, yes, it has Siddur, but I'm asking you, I'm asking for your Mechila, we're being Masna, that you have been building into this Chayv, a Mechila, that you won't be Masada, then it will work. That you could do, that's fine. So that's why Shalayisadjulay will work, but Amanas, She'ein, Shalayye Bechayv Zedin Siddur, that's not going to work. All right. It makes no difference, as long as both parties agree. Right, it makes no difference as long as both parties agree.
When you don't, makes no difference which one said it. Right,
right, doesn't make a difference. Same thing. If it's a bad lashon, it's a bad lashon. If it's a good lashon, it's a good lashon. All right. So let's just take apart this sif a bit. There's a few geshmaker pieces here. First of all, it says over here that if I say b'masha shibuloi kol nechosav, that's not going to take care of my misadrin. And even if I say you can take the shirt off my back, also doesn't take care of misadrin. Because I mean this expensive shirt. L'chayra, without my tanai, you already had the right to take from the loiva everything but the sheer misadrin. That you had the right without. So when he makes it tonight, he's being moisif, letzviye asa. You could take all the nechasim, or you could take even the shirt on his back. Isn't it obvious that he means to override mezadrin?
Now, even better, let's say, Perkeos, he didn't have such a shirt.
Right. He doesn't know. Maybe he'll end up buying such a shirt before the due date, or even after the due date, when you're coming time to collect. So I mean, as our shirt. Yeah, but why? Why can't you say it's Latvia? Why can't you say that's what I mean? No, because you find it Chazal, you find that. When we make documents, you find it Chazal, that if a person adds into it more than he had to, we say he must be, he did it for some reason, and it's Latvia. But if he adds a certain Lashon, then his Machas above is Adait. We say that when a person adds Lashonis, an Nemonis, if I add Lashonis, and it gives the Balashtar Nemonis. We find Kama Mekoimis in Chazal, that when you add, we deduce from there, what are you adding for? Must be adding for something more than what the Torah wants. So then Mamela will apply accordingly, whatever it is. So the Shaila is over here, the Gduli Chuma Frekta Shaila, that what's going on, the Chayri Shaila Tvuyasa, and beside he blight, he has eitzes, he muches, but beside his Kasha blight, that what's going on, the Chayri Shaila Tvuyasa, and we should say it means to override Masadrin. Sorry? Good. No, but that's how we pass, and that's how we pass. I hear, okay, no, and Shiba called Nechasa, what do you need it for? So the Divrei Shal, that's Yetzir Shal Natanzan, he says, Pshat is, maybe that's what you meant, that he said, that Avada we know it's a Tzviyosin. Now, we know that you mean to be Masna, that there's no misogyn. But even that doesn't work. Because like he says at the Seifim, I'm not sure that I didn't say that in a mile. You have to use a better Lashon. You have to use a Lashon that I understand that the Torah subjects the Chayv to the Siddur, but you're not going to be Masadami. We know you meant Litzviyasa, we know you meant that this Chayv shouldn't have Siddur, but that also doesn't work. You have to say a better logic, we have to refer to the person, not to the Chayv. So that's his Eitz. The problem with his Eitz is if you look in the Torah, it's Mefush Raket. The Torah, when he brings it down, he says that when you say these Lishainis, even the Mechab is also like that. We tie you up. That's not the reason. He really, his Kavanah was to take care of Siddur. But he blew it. He said the wrong Lashon. You see from the Mechab and the Torah that no, we tie you up his Lashon. His Lashon really means, what's the Lashon? Lahi b'dai to ela nachasim aruloi, or by the itzdalo, glimdakaspoi, lo'am elala itzdalo. That's what he meant. That's not what he meant. He meant to take care of his Lashon, but he blew it. He used the wrong Lashon. So, Amma, you see, that's not the Kavana. So, I want to suggest, Hatzol, is that every time we find that we say letfiye also, that you mean something, is that when you're teaching what you mean to add is extra, you have the right to do it. You're not going against the Torah, but you say when you're doing it. Over here, what you're trying to accomplish over here is a Tanaya Masa Masha Kosovatari. You're trying to change what the Torah did. That itself is a chiddush. Some people hold Masa Metrikos of Torah doesn't work even by Davar Shebe Mamon. And even when it does work, Taisis holds it has to be a Tanai Gomor and it has to be Bari, and if it's a Sofik, that Tanai is not going to work. You need Hilchus Tanayim here to take care of Masa Metrikos. It's not like a game Oistama Mechila. No, you have to create a Tanai to be Masa Metrikos of Torah. So Bishloim, if you want to add Nemonis, you want to add the Boris Adait, even though Stam B'nei Adam, we don't mean to sell that, but because you're adding this Lashon Al Kocha Kimina, fine, so you meant it. But here, it's not just you meant this, beside you meant it, but that's not enough. You have to make a Tanai to be Masa Metrikos. You have to change the halachas of the Torah. You have to change the halachas of this Chayv. That even though this Chayv is subject to the Mesajin, but you're building into this Chayv a Mechila on the Mesajin. To do a Masa Metrikos, that we never found, that Letzviya Osa takes care of Masa Metrikos of the Torah. It could tell you that, yes, you're being Maisa, but that if you have a proper Hukas Tanayim to be Mishana, the Gidrei HaTorah, that it won't work. Memela, therefore we touch up, Al Koch, you must have meant something else, because if you meant to be Masa Metrikos of the Torah, you would have set up a Fesh, because this is not going to be work to take care of the Torah. If you want to be Masa Metrikos, you have to say it Lahedja, with the proper Lashonis, Memela, Al Koch, we touch up, this is what you meant. All right, a suggestion. The Rishol is not saying that. The Rishol is saying that he meant to take care of Mezadrin. He said, it's as if he said, Lo ye bechayv zed, didn't see the, but it's the wrong Lashon. I'm saying even if, let's say, he didn't have that halach at the end. Still, the vote, you want to make it tonight to be Masa Masha Kaza Torah, you have to have an emissary tonight. Right, but he's saying because you had the Tanai, but he said the wrong Lashon. I'm saying not that. Even if the Sefer would have worked, I'm saying you have to have a Tanai. You didn't do it, but Tarius Tanai. You didn't have Avada. Maybe that was your Kavana, but you didn't do a proper Tanai to be Mishana the Gidrei HaTorah. Okay.
You don't speak about
your Tanai and the Gavna.
You don't speak about that.
No, but we know them. We might so much across the Torah. The Ara is in Mishana that you have to have certain Tanoim, Hilchos Tanoim, to take care of that. It doesn't make a difference. Either one. Why? Still it's for Yasa.
No, but
he said those extra Lashonis.
Are the
Nechusim the Shibbet? Minei, yes.
Huh?
Minei.
Is it
a Shibbet
or
is it a Shibbet Minei, yeah. L'chayre.
Maybe that's what he meant to say.
That what, you have a Shibbet Minei, but that you have anyway. That you have anyway.
Last time we spoke about it, you can be Goyver from anything, but it doesn't mean that...
No, because what's shock? Because with Manenu, Chazal took away the Shibud Minei, but Negev to other Lukuchas or other Bali Chayvis. So then it would be an interesting halacha. So then it should say that you have a right to now have Kedima before the next Bali Chayv or Lukuchas. I don't say that. We're not going to learn it after that. All right. No Kakasha.
One more thing. Also, you can say is that even with Tfuya, maybe he meant to be like more than a month, I'm not going to pay him back. The guy doesn't have anything. Guy borrows money, an honest person borrows money, never thinks he won't be able to pay back the money.
Good.
So the guy's like, you know, I'm going to take the shirt out of my back. But if it comes down to Lamaisa, the person doesn't want to walk around, and his underpants walking around the street. He doesn't want to do that.
Right.
So the din of Masadrin really is, he's not understanding the din of Masadrin. He's taking it out from the monies.
He's trying to mamish convince the Mava, even though Remez doesn't do anything.
Correct.
Okay, you mean want to say he has Balbat, Shulchan Demil, so that's why the Tfuyat doesn't work. He's trying to convince the Mava to give him the money. Okay, fine, fair enough. All right, just to remind the Olam, we discussed when we started the Mesadrin, is that Remez is a Machloikis Rishonim, how we paskin. It's Machloikis Amaroim, Machloikis Rishonim, how we paskin. If we pass Mesadrin Bechal, Rabbeinu and Talmud holds that we don't hold Mesadrin. Only by Erchin is Mesadrin, not by Baal Chayv. Mechaba is obviously Pasim Mesadrin, there's Tur Mechaba, but we said that the Chuvus Maram could be Tzurash, but at least the Chuvus Maram says it's only Bidin Sofik, a Meitzim Mekavera of Arai, you can't be Meitzim Momin, because maybe there is Mesadrin, and he's Muxak, the life is Muxak. Mamela, we tie in it, the Knesset Agdoil, and the Gdule Truma, and others tie in it, that if the Mava would Chap, do Tfisa, then the Mava would win, because he could say Kimli like Rabbi Natam, that there is no Mesadrin. Right? You want to say Gimli there is? I hold Gimli there is not. But kids, I just want to bring out that at the end of the day, the place can hold that it's a Sofik. I don't want to say Sofik Ashoka, but at least it's a Sofik, and that it's not a halacha psuka that the loiva wins that there's a pash of Mesajim by Baal Chayv. Mamela tainit the fiske mishvat a goein shayla. Fact out like this. The halacha is Mas Mashu Kasu B'Torah doesn't work. But Masa Masha Kosvu Chachamim does work. In Masa Al Tanai the Rabbanim will work. Machabe says at the end, if I say the wrong Lashon, Shalei Bechayiv didn't see them, that's not going to work, because I'm being, trying to be Masa Masha Kosvu Batariah, that's not going to work. Frek the Piskei Mishpat. Ezai. He says, like, Be'emis Mesadrin is a Machleikis. Lahaloch it's a Machleikis. And the only reason I can't be Mesadrin is because Kimli. Now, he says a different Lashon. He says that if you hold like this, Machleikis Yishayim, Sveika Daraisa Lachumri, is that Lachumri Midaraisa, Lachumri Midarabana? So, yo, that if it's Sveika Daraisa on the Malva, whether he has to do Mesadrin, it's only Lachumri Midarabana that he has to do Mesadrin. He should fear as a Lachumra. Midrabanan to do misajin. That's how he understands this halacha. Why is it misajin? Because it's sveika deraisa, which gives him a chumrah midrabanan to do misajin. So he says at the end of the day, then it comes out that the only reason why the mal was doing misajin is because midrabanan, because he has to be choishish for a safek deraisa, which is only the rabbanan. So at the end of the day, he says that the pash of misajin lahalacha is only a pasha midrabanan. So memeli he blibes shver. Why is the mechabe saying when you say shelo yibechayv zed din sid ain amoyel davli masa machakasa b'toyra? You're only being masa machakasa with the rabbanan. The rabbanan who said that you have to be machman as veika daraisa. Without the rabbanan, I wouldn't be machmir. So it's only because of the rabbanan that I have to be machman. So you're being masna on what the rabbanan said to be machman as veika daraisa. Yeah, good. It's machloek. It's shining. Good. I and get to routine. But the kasha is going to kasha. That's how he. I hear the text. Yeah, he himself says, if you go like that, it's fine. If you go like that, that will be a problem. Sorry. Right, but the only reason I'm being machmir is midrabanan. Now the Rambam says the reason why he's being machmir is because he has a kimli, he has a cheskas moment. But all right, the way he says I'm only being machmir the rabbanim, and mele should be sveika the rabbanim, so mele should be a din the rabbanim, so mele your tanai should help. Comes on the Itza Mishpat and says a very galatik chilek. It's a very partial cheshem lachaya. He says let's go back a step. If you hold misadrin, if you hold like the Rishayim misadrin and you make this tanai, it's not going to work because it's masa machakas b'toyra. And if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that there's no Mesadrin, Avadi Tanai is going to work. You don't even need the Tanai. It's going to work even without you tonight. So he says, at the end of the day, you still have a Machloikas, even after you made this Tanai, you still have a Machloikas Rishonim, if this Tanai is going to help and take care of Mesadrin. So you still have that Sofik Daraisa. You're still faced with the same Sofik Daraisa. Memeli, you still have Sveika. You have to be Machman, Midir Rabbanim. It's not, he went, they first make it into the Rabbanan, and now you slap on that Tanai. Now it goes the other way around. Your Tanai, if you'll ask this set of Rishonim, they'll say your Tanai is nothing and doesn't work. If you ask that set of Rishonim, hold that the Tanai does work because you don't even need the Tanai. So at the end of the day, it'll be Makloikas Rishonim if you're facing a Issa Derais of Mesajin. Memela, it's a Sveika Lechumma. So your Tanai is not going to work. He went that way, but Chayyim has to tie up the other way. Memelo, that's very geshmak. What the Mechabe said is have a masa machakos of a ter. Okay, you have another ter. I'm just we can have eitzes here, but the als is chab. Chayyim's chab is not right. Sorry. Correct. Only b'teres mechila. Good. It's tzedakah. Gimus chasidus. Yeah, I mean it's learned out micha American, but. Vaisaitz, he does. Vaisaitz, it's a schus moment. Yeah, I'm saying Vaisaitz. That's what you see from here, because if you see, it could be Michael, Vaisaitz, be Yisoyde, it's a schus moment.
How does this work? Is it
a doctor
or is it a schus moment?
Maybe you have the schus to have that stalker. It's like his own pledge money to a nonny. So it's Batari, it's tzedakah, but he already has that schus, right? I don't know. It's like the Torah gave the loiva, the oni, that schus to be misogyn.
Even if you made it,
not,
you're not going to be misogyn, you still have the chiv.
No, that's Tamas chiv. They're not distant chiv. No, there's a special. It's not mamish tzedakah. It's in hilchas gedin. It's me'ain. Some say it's me'ain a tzedakah de gedin. The Torah is teaching us how to have midas. I don't know, rachmonis. I don't know chasidus.
Once you make this knot, there's no this.
That's it. It's out. Right. You, like every other thing, you could be masna. You can masna on this. I'll become a chasid in a different way. I'll make cholin to my shul for Shabbos. I'll throw a kiddush. I mean, another way, but not in this way. I don't have the chiv in this way. All right, let's look at a piskei mishpat, piskei tshuva. I mean, look at piskei tshuva in the page before. Kosav b'se, it's sifkot yudalet. Kosav b'seif v'shar mishpat. Very interesting cup. You have to hold cup, but it's interesting cup. Venera, to be chay gavna, em chayiv oid chayiv acher beloy tnai. With he has two malvas. With one malva, he made a tnai that there's no misogyny, so that malva could mamish clean him out. And with the other malva, he didn't make such a tnai, so the second malva has to leave him the sheer misogyny. V'chein b'chol hani shemavu b'sif she'achaz shem misogyny. Like so too, the next sif we're going to see, according to some shitas, not everything is subject to the parsha misogyny. Let's say schiris, some holders don't have a dim misogyny. So let's say you owe somebody momin halva that is subject to misogyny, and he owes somebody because of schiris which is not subject to misogyny. V'chayiv oid l'acher machmas halva. What is the halacha? What do you do now? One guy can clean him out and one guy can't. What's the halacha? It says, B'chai gavna, noita l'achoyv shebetnai, oy machmas chiris. The person who has the tnai that has a right to clean the loiv out in Gansin, where it's mikoyach chiris, is a right to clean the seicher out. He only could take rak chatzi asidu. He'll take half his clothing, half his sidur. So you have to leave him two shirts. Whatever, you have to leave my shirt and pajamas. He'll take the shirt and leave the pajamas, and vice versa. He'll take the pajama top, leave the pajama bottom. He'll take half of the seder what he's entitled to. But the loiva will be left the second half of the seder because that the second balchoyv has no right to take. Two balchoyvs, they both share. Let's say there's no kedima in a normal case. Let's say there's Milval Pez, whatever it is, they share. So when they're coming to take from the loiva, one guy could take him everything, but the other guy has a shibud also to take everything. But he has misogyny, so he has to give back to the loiva half. It's as if both malvis cleaned out the loiva in Gansin together. So each one took half of the seder, but the malva who had no right to take the seder gave back the seder because that's what the Torah wants, misogyn, tzedakah, give it back to the loiva. So the loiva is now left with half a seder. Why can't now the first malva go ahead and chop now the second half of the seder? If the loiva ends up with it, so let the malva chop the second half of the seder. Zogt shamish, but that's his chiddush. It's just like we find Madame to ribis, and we find by other cases, by Hanoka, when there's an inyan to be vechyeu, to be mechaya, this particular loiva, or the evid, this individual, the balechoivis have no right to collect from it. Tzedakah, if I give tzedakah to Anoni, the balechoivis can't chop away this tzedakah, because I wasn't giving the tzedakah that the malva should be able to profit. I gave the tzedakah that the Ani should live. So he has no right, the malva of the Ani has no right to chop away the tzedakah. So he says the same thing. Misogyny is me'ena tzedakah de gedin. So when the second malva gave the sheer misogyny back to the loiva, it's like tzedakah. The first malva has no right to collect from that. It's off limits because it was given to the loiva so he should live. He should have the basic necessities. It wasn't given to the loiva so other malvas could chop from it. Memela, that first malva has no right to chop from it. So the first malva will collect half the seder. The second malva has to leave half the siddur, and it will end up by the loiva because the first malva can't take it away.
Why does each one have a chiyuv to give a whole siddur?
They do.
So why only half?
But what should I do? The first malva has the right to take everything, and the second malva.
Why don't I have a chiyuv to give him back the whole?
Oh, let the second what? The second malva should have to give even more than the chiyuv.
No. Like whatever he needs for siddur.
Because it's not my fault that you decided to give up your siddur to somebody else. I'm willing to be misad. I'm leaving you your basic necessities, and then you're taking here for those basic necessities and giving it away to the first malva.
Why am I giving it
away? Why is it? Because the first malva made it tonight with the loiva that he's not going to use misadjin against him in the chayv. So it's not my fault. I left the loiva a full share of misadjin.
The loiva should take everything, take his hair, give back a whole say, then the loiva should be able to touch it.
Right, the whole thing.
He should be willing to set him up, no matter what he takes. If he owed $100 and the seder was $99, he'd have to leave him $99.
Right. So then how could the man... No, Teretz is because we're coming with Azachas. We both have the right to... We collect everything above the seder.
I don't have a right to leave someone without a seder.
Right, so I'm leaving him a seder. I'm leaving him a full seder. But the malva is... the first malva is taking the first half of seder because he made it tonight with the guy.
Anything.
Like we're giving light to Shamish, he's able to touch anything, because once I leave him the siddur, yeah, but I have no, I had no right. No, but that first half of the seder, I mean, I didn't leave him because that first half I had no right to collect from, because the first marvel had the right to collect. So then I didn't leave him. So then Abba Zayd and I should have a chivna to leave him a full second half of the seder. I hear a kasha. I hear a shayla. I got to think about it. All right. It's a good question. Right, so he's saying, so they'll share everything above the seder. Now that's already taken, right? And now when you're trying to get the seder, oh, they'll share the chiv seder. No, but here, but you see, the first mav is not doing that.
What do you mean he's not doing it? Because he doesn't have to give it back.
So he doesn't have. And he will share the chiv. That's for sure. When you have three malvas, let's say no one made it tonight. So you have three malvas or two malvas. They don't give him two sets of siddur. They only give him one set of siddur.
Well, my siddur, he's getting it.
Get a set.
But not because
everybody has.
So we're both chipping in to that sheer siddur, and then you have a right to take it because you made it tonight. I hear. All right. Fine. Comes along the Shoshanis Yankiv, and Tanya is like this. There's Alok Rabbi saying Siv Lamed, the last Sif, talks about that even when there is Siddur, if the Loivim makes a Shvuah that he's not going to be Mesadrin, that he's going to pay up everything, or even if he doesn't say Lehedja, he makes sure that he makes a Shvuah that he's going to pay up on a certain date. So even though there's a Pasha of Mesadrin, fine, but out of your Shvuah you got to pay me up. If you don't, you can be over your Shvuah. So when the loiva makes a shvua, there's no misogyn. Because mitzad the loiva has to pay up. He has to make, he made a shvua, he got to come through. So memela, zokta shenet yankav, what would be in this case? Where there are two bali chayvis, and one bal chayv, and the loiva made a shvua to one bal chayv and not to the other bal chayv. So he made a shvua to Reuven, let's say, and he didn't make a shvua to Shimon. So he said, if the shamish b'zlam, this would be right, then it should end up that here the Shamishpat should be Maida, that the Malva, who was made a Shvuah to, could chop everything. Why? Because the Malva is not chopping mitzad him. You're right, the Malva is not going to touch the Siddur that the second Malva left, because it's off limits, it's like Tzedakah. But the Leiv himself is faced with the Shvuah. He better come through, if not, it's going to be over Shvuah. So the Leiv himself is going to have to take the Siddur that the second Malva left him and run to the first Malva and throw it at the first Malva in time to make sure he does not over Shvuah. So the Shamishbar, that's why it's Maduik in the Shamishbar. Shamishbar said in this Sif Chavches, but Sif Shachez, which is Sif Chavtes. But he could have mentioned the exact same story in Sif Lamed, where one has a Shua and one doesn't have a Shua. He didn't do that. Why? Because in Bechai Gavno, in the case of Sif Lamed, if he made a Shua to one of the Malvas, that Malva will get everything. He can't mon everything. He won't be able to mon it. But the Loiva is going to run and pay him because the Loiva doesn't want to be over Yeshua. So it's going to end up that the Malva Rishon will get everything and the Malva Sheni will...
I'm sorry. You have bets on the schus of the seed. There's really a schus for the Loiva, not for the Malva, right?
Correct.
So let's say they have a Chayv. Both have to divide the Chayv in half. So that the two Malvas want to pay $100. Each one comes in claim $50.
Good.
So now, if you're Masada half...
Let's say Masada give him $10 left over.
$10, right? $10, he has to get half. One's going to get 45, the other one's going to be 50.
So one will get 45, the other guy will get 45, and then, since he has the Shrua, he's going to have to run and take that 10 of Siddur left and give it to that Malva.
Even without the
Shrua. Without the Shrua? So both will get 45.
Because one,
he
says not
going to
do Siddur.
No, I'm giving you another case. Both Malvis had Siddur, just to one he swore and one he didn't.
Go back to
Shai Mishpah's case. One he didn't do Siddur, one he made it tonight, there's no Siddur, one he made. Good. So there'll be 45-45. 10 will be left by the Leiva. He'll have to take half the Siddur and give it. So it will be 45-50, and the Leiva will get half a Siddur, which is 5.
So the Etzmuk is best, and the Chayv still remains.
Yeah, but hello, another day, you're right.
So negate to the other one doesn't have to give him Siddur, right? He has to give back those $5 Siddur also, the extra $5.
Who will have to give back?
Malva
number one is not subject to Siddur. He made it tonight. Malva number two didn't make it tonight. Is yes subject to Siddur.
So now that he got a Siddur from Malva number two,
right?
He still owes his whole Chayv. He still owes to Reuven.
Right.
So now that he has another $5 Siddur, right, which he got those extra pajamas,
right,
now he has to give it to Reuven.
He should have to give it to Reuven himself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh
no! So that could be is different. That is different because since it came to him like by tztaka, a loiv who collects tztaka, does he have a chiv to take that tztaka and pay off his malva? No, so he doesn't. The reason he could, he's allowed to, but he doesn't have a chiyuv, because since it was given to him with the terms that he should benefit it and not to be given to other malvis, so then he's allowed to keep it himself.
What happens, malvin number two gives him back those $5?
It's in theory, that's what he's doing. He's leaving it by him because of the Torah's message, which is like tzedakah. And memela, malvin number one can't chap it because it's tzedakah by the loiva, so he's not allowed to chap that. But if the loiva made a shvua, he got it. He has his face with a chiv deraisa, a shvua. He has to be.
So the same thing, if you got stuck afterwards, you have to fill a shvua?
And a kanami, why not? Yeah. Yeah, if you make a shvua, l'chayra, the loiva, even if you got stuck, will have to be making the shvua. L'chayra. L'chayra. Oh, so the Shoshana Yaakov says that loita shamisha should come out, that only in tzif chav ches and chav tes it's like that, but in tzif lamed by a shvua, there the shamisha will be made that malva number one will end up with all the money, with all the siddha. But the Shoshana Yaakov himself says a different pshat. A blitz chiddush here. Let's see if we could remember the chiddush. He says like this. Again, misogyn is only a suffix. Suffix deraisa. Well, suffix. It's a suffix misogyn. Betzim, whoever's muksik should win. So the only reason I'm misogyn to a loiva is because he's muksik. So he says, I have a different. So he says, the Shamish said, without the Shamish, I have a different reason why the Shamish B'tzalach is true. He says like this. He says, the Shach says by Chenvani Alpin Kosai, is that when both the Chenvani and the Poyalim, what's the case? I owe money to the Poyalim. So I told my Chenvani, lay out the money, pay my Poyalim, and I'll pay you back. I'll pay the Chenvani back. I have no idea if the Chenvani paid the Poyalim or not. I get a knock on the door the next day. The Poyalim at my door. They're waiting to get paid. I said, what do you mean the Chenvani paid you? Nope, they never received any money. Call up the Chenvani. What do you mean? I gave them the money. So now I'm stuck between the Chenvani and the Poyalim. I don't know what the Poyalim paid or not. The halacha is I got to pay again. Right? So a different halachas. It's complicated halachas. But I just want to bring out one nekuda d'shach. The case is if the one of the two, who was it? I forgot which case it was. But let's say the Poyalim are not around. Poyalim died. I don't know. They're not around. And the Chenvani comes to mun from me. So there, I have to pay the Chenvani the money. Even though normally, if I was put between the two, I wouldn't have to pay both. There's shvus involved here. But here, I will have to pay the Chenvani outright the money. Why? So the Shach, it's rather like this. Since mun of Shach, I owe somebody the money. I don't know who. I don't know who's telling the truth, but I certainly owe somebody money. So I can no longer have a cheskes mamin on this money, because the money's never going to stay by me. It's either I owe it to the Chenvani, or I owe it to the Poyalim. So I lose my cheskes mamin. So Mameli says, since the Chenvani's money from me, and he's a bari, it's a bari, and I'm only a shema, so it's a bari v'shema, without a cheskes mamin. So I'm going to lose. The only reason by v'shema, we say that the shem is odd is because the guy has a cheskes mamon. But here I lost my cheskes mamon because for sure I have to give up the money to somebody. Oh. That's the concept he wants to bring out from the shach. When the guy has to give up the money no matter what, he doesn't have a cheskes mamon. So Meili says like this. Let's go back to our case. Malva number one made it tonight that there's no misogyn. Malva number two didn't make it tonight, so there is misogyn. So now like this. When Malva number two wants to collect on the loiva's door, he's knocking on the loiva, come pay me. The loiva says, I can only give you above misogyn, but you have to leave me the sheer misogyn. The Malva says, what do you mean? I hold like Rabbeinu Tam, there's no misogyn, it's a suffix. So he says, very nice, but I hold like the other Rishonim, there's misogyn. And since I'm muksik, I'm going to win. So the Malva number two will tell back Malva tell the loiva, you're muksik? What muksik? You're not a muksik. If I'm going to leave you this money, what are you going to do with this money? You're going to take it and give it to Malva number one. Because Malva number one, you made it tonight that there is no misogyn. So Mamana Shochina can end up with this money. You're never going to have this money. Either you're going to give it to me, or you can give it to the other Malva. So, Bishloim, if there would be a din misogyn, okay, so I have to leave it to you. But that's a misogyn is a sophic. And I'm only leaving it to you because you have a cheskes mamon. You don't have a cheskes mamon here because you have to take that money and give it to the malva number one. You're never going to end up with this thing. So if you're not going to end up with it, then I have a right to be mitzi, that I can have a right to taina like Rabbeinu Tam. I have a right to take the money out of Rabbeinu Tam. Right, so neither will be a moksik. As he says like this, so Mamela should come out.
Is Kimli strong as Bori?
No, but regarding here, there is no bari here either. It's a suffik ashakol. I don't know if I hold like Rabban. I don't know if Rabban Tam's right. You don't know if the other Rishonim are right. But he has like this. That really, so let's break it up. So really, you don't have a cheskes manman. So really, that's we're both coming on the whole money. So therefore, you give half, even of the misogyny away to the first malva. You'll give, you'll have to give half to the first malva. And then, what's his chedron? Then I'll take this malva number two. I'll take the second half. But since I have a sofek hashokol, if I'm allowed to take it or not, there's a dim misadrin. So then I'll give it back to you. At the end of the day, the halacha of shamishra will be the same. It means it'll come out the same, that the loiva will end up with half the misadrin. He'll end up with the second half of the misadrin. The first misadrin will go to the malva rishin, but the second half will stay by the loiva. Not because of the shamishra svara that the malva rishin can't take tzedakah, can't take misadrin money. The reason why is because to the extent malva rishin wants to touch this money, then I'm going to take the money. Because if the loiva loses his din misadrin, if he loses his din cheskes mamon, then I'm going to have to take the money. So mamela the malva rishin can never get the money. Going to Shecheshvin. But Meli says that even by Shavuos it should come out like that. Even by the case of Shavuos, it's nothing to do because he can't take his misogyny to come money, and if you have a Shavuos, the Shavuos will override it. The Vodar, if the Malva region wants to take this money, then you don't have a Cheskes Mammon. If you don't have a Cheskes Mammon, then I'm going to take the money. So the only reason you're going to end up with it is because. So even when you make a Shavuos, you can't pay the Malva region because you're going to try to pay the Malva region, you got to pay me. Because then you don't have the cheskes mamon. So then you're going to have to pay me. I'm not sure what you have to pay me. Look, it's a suffix. You have to pay both of us. I don't know. But at the end of the day, he says, Mamele, even by Shavuos, it should be like that. And he blibes Tarachim. It's a going to cheshvin. It's a difficult cheshvin. But the truth of the matter is, it's all gebayt on that shach. And that shach already is not muskim. And Shach himself has another sheet over there. And even in the shach, I think it's a far stretch. The shach is talking about where we have a shayla on one specific $100. I don't know, do I owe to the chenvani or do I owe to the poyalim? So memel, I certainly don't have it. So I'm not a muksik. Like a mitzi aveda, the paiskim say the same thing. The mitzi aveda certainly doesn't own the aveda. So he doesn't have a cheskes mamon. So memel, it could be mitzi from him, even with the boy v'shem or other cheshbonis, erech maybe, whatever the cheshbonis are. But over here, the fact that I grabbed it, that the loiva has two malvas or 20 malvas, but I have nothing to do with your money. It's irrelevant. It's nothing to do. It's not lapshat. I certainly borrowed money from somebody. I don't know who. No, I borrowed money from you and I borrowed money from someone else. So to the extent that vis-a-vis between me and you, we have a suffix, if it's misogyny or not, I have a cheskes mamon against you. The fact that I have other bali chayvis I have to pay up doesn't take away my cheskes mamon. Forget, I enjoy paying up my other bali chayvis. I'll pay off the debt. So forget it will be credited to me. It's my money. It's not we're donning the same $100. So even that cheshbon is a bit problematic. But all right, that's what he says. The Avnei Choshen has another cheshbon. Avnei Choshen turns everything around. And he doesn't like the Shamish Mitzvara that it likes tzedakah and the Malva Rishon can't take tzedakah, misadrin money can't take. He doesn't hold like that. He holds punk faket. He holds avad Malva Rishon is going to chap it, and there's no such thing. Avadi could take even misadrin money. But he says, Abazoi, the Malva Sheni has no chiv misadrin in the first place. Why does the Malva Sheni have a chiv misadrin? To make sure the life is set up and he has money to eat and then food and clothing. If the Malva Sheni knows that whatever he's going to give to the loiva is automatically going to go to the Malva Rishon, and is not going to provide for the loiva, and the loiva is still going to be penniless, without a shirt, without a home, without food, so I'm not giving the loiva that money. I'm only giving the loiva, I only have a chiv in the Torah to give him misogyny, but I don't have a chiv to give him money and then end up by the Malva Rishon, and then vayta, he'll be out in the cold. Right, but it's true. But if I know that he's not going to get it, let's say I know for some reason, no matter what I give the loiva, it's going to get lost. He'll never be able to get clothing. Well, you know what? I'll give you a better case. Let's say the loiva only has karka. Let's say the sifch of Zayin. The guy only has karka. And he can't live on karka. He needs food and clothing. And he's living on the island. There is no food, there is no clothing to be bought. Do I have a chiv to give him the karka? Not. I only have a chiv getting if he can buy the food and clothing. To the extent he can't buy the food and clothing, I don't have a chiv. He cannot use this kaka to buy food and clothing. The second I give him the kaka, he's going to have to pay up the first bal chayv, the first malva, and he won't have. He'll never get food and clothing from this money.
What if he's a gambler?
He'll take the money away. No, a gambler is that's dumb. I gave him the money. He had the money. Now he decided to throw it out.
I know what he's going to do with it. He's going to turn the money to Siri. I shouldn't give him any money. Teretz is my chiv to give him the money. He's going to do with it. When he does,
I have a malva, I have a clue to give him a sad. What's
going to
happen afterwards to the money is nothing to do with me.
Okay, fine. Yeah. At the end of the day, the question blames Sarah Kinlam. I'll bring you a raya. Is that we once had a prisha. The prisha says that when you have a shir masajin that you leave over for husband, it's not, it's loy veloy lishtay elabonav. But since he's mukhiv to his wife, Mezainis, prisha declares, could be now the husband, the wife is mechiv to take half of the money and share it with his wife because he has a chiv mezainis to his wife. So at the end of the day, he's only going to be left with 15 days of mezadin. I give him 30, and he has to share the half with his wife. If the anechoshim would be right, if I know that his wife's going to take half of it, I'll only give him half. And then I know she's going to still take half. I won't give him anything. Whatever I give him, she's going to have half. So I won't give him anything. Elamai, you see not like that. You see like mine. Should I give? I have a chiv to give, but he does with the money into it. It's not my fault. It's not my headache. Okay. Elamai says, I'm giving you the three tzedakim here. Sham Mishpat, Shoshana Yankev, and...
It's not that day.
Sorry? Right.
That's what happens. But tomorrow, I can't say, oh, tomorrow you're going to think of it away. But this choy, right away, is the shukr.
Good. So let me give the next 29 days, but today, that I know that she's going to chop half of it, I won't give him at all. Or I'll give him half. At least for today, Shia. I hear you, cheshbon. I'm saying chot for today. Elamah, you see, that's not, I can't make these cheshbonis. All right. Let's move on, rabbis. I still want to finish the simon tonight. Sif chav tes. Yesh mi sha'ima, she'ein mesajin b'choiv. Some say there's no mesajin b'choiv, she'einu derech hava. Mesajin is only said, micha micha me'erchin, micha said by mach me'erchin. It's only talking about the pasha of mach by hava. So if it's not derech hava, kegoin, schirusoi, he hired himself out, uschiris behemtoi, uchiyetze behen, all these cases, not derech hava, it's not a chava, you're not going to have the pasha mesajin, you'll let her wipe him clean. Imloy zakhvin olav b'milva, provided he was not zakhvin olav b'milva. He was zakhvin olav b'milva, then it turns into a chayv. But if not zakhvin olav b'milva, I don't have a patch of mezajin. V'chein, kishabo lifara me'arev, so too, if he comes to collect from a'arev, she'enu kablan, an arev doesn't have a din of a'loiva, an arev is just a guarantor. So since he's not a loiva, there's no patch of mezajin, and comes out into sand. The loiva... It's in sand. The loiva, I have to leave a mezajin. But the arev, I could wipe him clean. Because the Ari doesn't have a passion misogyn. The Leiv who borrowed the money, no, I got to leave over. The Ari who came in here like a tzaddik and came into the guarantee, I'll wipe him clean. That's what's going to come out here. Okay. Provided he's not a kablan, if he's an ariv kablan, that's worse. Ariv kablan is like a loiva. You can go directly to him. So he has a din like a loiva. And a melo, then even this shita will be made that there is misogyn. The second shita is shegam, the rama, shegam be'elu misogyn, that even in these chayvis, in all chayvis, it doesn't have to be der chava, all chayvis, there will be a pasha misogyn. And it's not here. Nezikin, Azmazik, all the cases, any type of chiv, gzeila, gneva, any type of chiv, if it's not derech hava, it's going to end up being a machlekes, hapoisk, machlekes, rishayim, two shitas in a machaba, if there's mesajin or not. All right. How do we paskin? So the Knesset HaGdoyle in Kuf Chavtes, HaGoyis HaTosuf Kap Memches, says, Terayois, it's a sophic, two shitas in a machaba, back to the drawing board. Kimli, Hametz Mekreel of Araya. The Loiv is Moksik. The Mazik is Moksik. The Ganev is Moksik. Whatever the Chiv might be, the Ariv is Moksik. Whatever it might be, since he's Moksik, he could say, Kimli, I go like the second Sheeta, that even on these Chivis there is Mesajin, and Mamela, you have to be Mesada for me. I say, Pasen Knesset Agdoyla. The Minchas Yitzchak does the same. There's a Minchas Yitzchak. I don't remember, he quotes a Knesset Gedolah, but Min Kazietzchak, Chelek Hei, Kuf Chaf Aleph, does the same. He says, since it's a Sophic, so Kimli and Iketaina, that is Mesajin, he's Moksek. Then Min Kazietzchak lakes who a bit more, which is nice. He says, Ki Yedua, it's a Machloikis, but Ki Yedua, many people hold that when a Machaba has Yesh Oimrim ve Yesh Oimrim, the Aloch is Kibasroi. If it's Stam, Vakak Yesh Oimrim, the Aloch is Kistam. But if it's Yesh Oimrim ve Yesh Oimrim, then the Aloch is like the second set of Yesh Oimrim. That's why he fears Ois with the second set. He says, Kosh again in this Mechab, where he starts with Yesh Misha Oimrim, which is a Loshin Yachid, and fears Ois ve Yesh Oimrim, which is a Loshin Rabim, certainly the Mechab's intention is to pass him like the second Shita, at least if you go like that. When you have Yesh ve Yesh, you pass him like the second. So he said, Vaitu, the Aloch will be that Lashagam Be'ilu Misajin. Kimli, and also this Chajmin that there's a Mashmois and a Machaba, that there's Achra, like the second Shita. I just want to take this apart, Rabbi Isai. I have a problem with the Knesset HaGadayla. Knesset HaGadayla has a Sfara, that Heyois, it's a Sofik, Sveika Dedina, Mukhse, Kimli, and a Kapasant is Misajin. And it's true, we've done this before, right? The whole Misajin in the first place is a Sofik, and the Knesset HaGadayla himself says it's a Sofik, and the Mavuk Kachapit, but the only reason why we have to do Misajin, because it's a Sofik, Kimli, that there is Misajin. So we know that. But now, Rabbi, so let's take it to, but now that I know that Be'etzim, the whole Misajin is no Sofik, maybe I hold like Rabbi Antam, there is no Misajin. And I feel him to Mitzalayim, we hold that there is Misajin. There's a Makhlaikis Yishayim, there's Misajin on Sharchev, it's like Nizik and Schiris, etc. So, when the gate to Schiris, it's already a Sveksekah. Sofik, there's no Misajin at all. And I feel him to Mitzalayim, there is Misajin, but not by Schiris, not by Chavis, which is not Derech Hava. So, the Chayra, it's a Sveksekah.
Isn't it
the same method? Okay, we could down if it's the same method. At least there's two reasons, it could be. There's two reasons why there's trace faking. There's two reasons, I'll say it like that. There are two reasons here why you might not have the ability for misogyn, the schus for misogyn. No vos. Even halacha is, in hochem b'momen acher haroiv, and tzvek tzvek is like odif mi roiv. Tzvek tzvek is saying 50%, and then another 50% on the 50%, so it's like 75%. It's like odif mi roiv. And in hochem b'momen acher haroiv, memela the poskim taina that even by tzvek tzvek, you can't be mighty with a tzvek tzvek. So you have tzvek tzvek against a cheskes momen, the cheskes momen is going to win. So it's like, so far so good. Everything is kishmak, memela. Since I'll say kimli, that is misajim by shar chayvis. That first it's misajim by chayvis in general, and then kimli on top of that, that even by shar chayvis, and that's fine. I'm allowed to say kimli because I'm moksik. The problem is like this: is that we have a goyin, that the goyin holds. You know, let me say over the goyin. You'll see where I'm headed. The goyin holds like this. The goyin we had in Shin Mem Vav. There's a halacha called shmira bebailim. I borrow chayvis from you, and I also borrow you at the same time. Do me a favor, pass me the bottle. While you're passing the bottle, I borrow the chayvis from you. Now, I'm potter. The thing could blow up. I could be a shayl on it. Kol tov, I don't know who you are, because it's shmir b'bailam. There's a shayl in the Gemara, if we say shmir b'bailam, to potter from pshi as well. Maybe only potter's in Geneva, Vaveda, Einzin. The pasha of shmir b'bailam was said by Einzin, by shayl. Maybe it wasn't said by the two pashas, lefneze, but even by shem and by pshia. So, Shaila in the Gemara, Machlokes, Shaila in the Gemara, Vachar Avino, and the Goyin holds, and Bedas HaRambam, that there's no Achra, and ends up a Sofik. The reason why you can't be Maitzi Mamin when there's Shmira Babaylan by Pshia, because the Shaima is Muxik. Hamaitz Mekavayal of Araya. He's Pshaya, but he was Muxik. So, up to Goyin. Now, then there's another halacha. I go to the next halacha. There's a halacha that there are certain cases that when you borrow, there's no shmir b'alim at all. It's a shayla negoha. Shalo le'rayis boy. I didn't really borrow it. I only borrowed it to show off. I didn't borrow it to use. Shalo pachas mishava pruta. There are certain cases in the Gemara is a shayla b'chalal if it's subject to the pasha shmir b'alim. That's how the Rambam learns the Gemara. That's how the Mechaba learns the Gemara. What would be Rabbi Isai if the guy was shalo le'rayis boy and he was pesheya? What's the halacha? So the Rambam holds Yechayiv. Frek the Allah, what do you mean Yechayiv? Let him say, Kimli that I hold the Shmir Babaylam even by Pshia, and Kimli the Shmir Babaylam even by Shalal Le'Rayiz boy. So at the end of the day, it's only Svek Sveka, and I'm Moksik, and I should win. So why is the Rambam hold Yechayiv? Zok the Goy, no, over here Svek Sveka will be mighty me Mammon. Here it's going to be different. What's the svar of the goyin? So we discuss Erech Shai, others. Pshat the goyin is poshet lechayra, is that if you have a real cheskes mamon, so roiv cannot be mighty from a cheskes mamon. But if I have already a cheskes chiyuv, so let's say I know for sure I borrowed money from you, and we're not sure if I paid back. So then, Bari Vishema, who is Bari Yadav? Why? Because it's Bari Vishema, not against a Cheskas Mammon, because I have a Cheskas Kiv to pay you. So be Bari Vishema against a Cheskas Kiv will be mighty. So too, if you have Roiv against a Cheskas Kiv, Roiv will be mighty. That's a Ra'ah, the other Shinim like that, Rebina, there are, that a Roiv would also be mighty. Only against a Cheskas Mammon, Roiv can't be mighty. But if you already have a Cheskas Kiv anyway, you're ready for sure, owe me the money, Amal. And we're not sure if you satisfied it, then Roiv is enough to go over the top, to be Machriya, and to be mighty the Mammon. Zok the Goyin, by a Shoyim who's Pesheya, freeze the moment right now. He's certainly a chayiv. It means he certainly has a sibus hamachayiv. He certainly was b'shayiv, did something wrong that he should be chayiv. Now you're coming to pat to him. It's like a cheskes chiv. You're coming to pat him and say that he could satisfy that chiv because it was shmirah b'baylim. Oh, now you can't say you have a cheskes mamen that's other from Sfek Sveika, because you be yisoid have a cheskes chiv. It's a lomdish cheskes. You have a yisoid, we see a pshi in front of us. We know for sure be yisoid, you should be chayiv. We just don't know if shmir b'baylim applies to you, to pat to you. And since there's a Sfek Sveika that says that shmir b'baylim doesn't apply to you, it's enough to be mighty mamen from you.
Yeah, cheskes chiv, look at the shmir b'baylim father. Shmir b'baylim is not cheskes chiv.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lom de shechetchiv. You have a siba hamechayevis. Right now, I see that you're a pasheya. And I don't know if you have shmir b'ayim. That means I don't know if your shmir b'ayim is enough to take care. That's a goin. The ma'isa says a goin. It's a goin. So now, kosher came by us. This loiva, for sure, owes me money. But not even having me. He's moide, he owes me money. He's just claiming poverty. But he for sure owes me the money. That's ein lecha cheskiv galdam is there, because he still owes me the money. He's masupik. Maybe he has a schus mesadrin or not. And he wants to say kimli that he does because of a svek seker. One second. I have a svek seker saying that he doesn't have mesadrin. First, like Rabbi Natan, bechlal is no mesadrin. I feel him to him there is. It's shar choivis. It's gnev, gzela, mazik, schiris. He certainly doesn't have mesadrin. I have a svek seker, which is like a roiv, like the going said. I have a svek seker on my side to try to be mighty the choiv that he certainly owes me. So he has a cheskes chiv to pay me. So here, svek seker will be enough to be mighty from the choiv. He has to come on to say that he wants to say kimli on two sveikas to be able to use mezadrin. But if he shows me the money, he doesn't have a cheskes mamon. So he has a cheskes chiv. So l'chayra here, like the goyin, faket, I should paskin that there is no mezadrin because I want to be mighty with a svek sveikas.
I don't owe you money. It's not going against that. I don't owe
it's
you
saying
money.
That even though I owe you the money, but I have time, a schus. Yeah, but it's an override. I have a schus to withhold payment till I could afford to.
They're not going against each other.
It is. It's overriding. Really, really, you owe me the money, and now you're trying to.
It's almost like it's afterwards. There's a few stuck on the model. It's not that he's withholding money.
In Lomnis. So Malva really. So now the Malva has this. But now the Malva has a svek svek on his side that he doesn't have to do mezadrin. So then he doesn't want to do mezadrin. You for sure owe me the money. Of emes a full fledged kesef money you don't have. You just have a schus eshtamshis in this money. If you're right on mezadrin. If you're wrong, if there's no mezadrin, you got to give it to me.
The money is worse.
100% it makes it worse. It makes it more on the side of the Malva. But the Leiva for sure has an underlying chiv here to owe me the money. And now he wants to override that, just like there's a sure chiv pshin, you want to override it with a p'tor shmir b'ayim. You want to override that you have a zaitik eschus to hold back what you need, als mezadrin. Yeah, but I have a svek sveka against that. I have a svek, a sofik rebbe natam, sofik shar rishayim, shar chiv, I have a svek sveka against that. So I should be able to be mighty mamon.
It's worse than the case of the guy. It's much worse than the case of the guy.
This is worse as a kasher. Which way is worse? You all here for sure should be. It's stronger than the goyin's case, right? Madoch in the goyin's case, the goyin holds that's considered cheskes chiv because there's an underlying sibus hamechayeves. Because you can hear where you mamish lemaisa, you owe me the money. No one argue, you for sure owe me the money. So now you want to invoke mesajin with a svek sveika against you? Who said you could do that? All right, food for thought. If you learn like the Min Kasiyot like that, we hold like the second because of Yeshayimim and Yeshayimim, but say this, and then that's it. It's like Achra of the Machaba. But if it's its first reason, like Knezak Day's reason, because it's a Sufik, Knezak Day himself holds it's another Sufik. So Knezak Day himself, it's a Svek Seika. So maybe this Svek Seika should be enough to be Maisim Mamen. All right, food for thought. All right, one more Nukuda before we go on is that.
Mesadrin can't be bothered by the Chayyib. Mesadrin is on top of Chayyib.
Correct.
So you can't say the fact that nothing to do with the owing money can
but there's an underlying chayv that you owe me and you're supposed to pay back without them.
Mesadrin is always when you owe money. The owing money can't ruin anything. Can't come into
yeah, but mesadrin is an override that says I don't have to pay you yet. There's an underlying chayv that says you got to pay me now. And you're trying to override that mesadrin saying you don't have to pay me out. I understand, but I have no problems. If you have a real mesadrin, a valid mesadrin, that's fine. But here, you zikha v'siva mechebes that you have to pay me now. Because that was the underlying chayv says. The underlying chayv says, you got to pay me now. You just want to tag on misogyny, override, and say, you don't have to pay me now. You could pay me later. But, Kimli, but you're going against my sfek seka that says you do.
Maybe you say it's simpler. The shayla chiv, the loiv, and the chiv, and the malva. So the chiv misogyny is the chiv on the malva. The chiv and the chiv and the chayv is the chiv of loiv. So,
yeah, no, but still a schus. Mizan is still a schus for the loiv to get to, like it's a dovish of a moment.
It's a schus for the loiv, but it comes from the malva. So the loiv is chiyev, is the body of a chiyev. The shal is, does the malva have a chiyev to give me misadis? Right?
So you're making an extreme. Okay, if you go that, then even by one suffix, maybe the malva should be able to keep it.
Okay,
that you see, it connects loiv holds as a suffix. The rishonim say a suffix, and we say kimli, and the loiv not moitzram. I'm only saying by two sveikis, it's like that. All right. Fine. Another chiddush of Knesset Gdelo over there, Kleza Shailo. What would be if it's a regular Arev, not an Arev Kavlan, but he makes up Ratzi Mizeh Goyva, Ratzi Mizeh Goyva. He makes up that you can go to me first. It's an Arev, sometimes it's not, he didn't use a Lashon Arkam, he made Arev, but you can go to me first. What would the first sheet hold? Would the first sheet hold that that's like a Kablin, which is like a loiva, that there is misogyny, or will he hold that since you fart only an Arev, then blib like Shah Chavis, that you would not be misogyny? And he says that it will blib like an Arev, and you would not be misogyny. That's how he paskins. He's machir, like doit the first shita, until you're a mamish, a kablin, it will have the status of an Arev, and you will not be misogyny. We once mentioned this connection early on, is a problem, l'chayra, because the lamdis, if you look in the Rishonim, the lamdis is l'zakfin olav b'movo. The reason why a kablan has the same dinim of a loiva is because every kablan is like zakfin olav b'movo. It's like as David Truman says, like garu from zakfin olav b'movo. An arev who makes up that you can go collect from him first is like garu from zakfin olav b'movo. He's saying that I'm on the hook right now for sure. You can come to me first. So an arev who makes that up, l'chayr is zakfin olav b'milva, and every zakfin olav b'milva has a pasha v'ava. So black to ava. So l'chayr, even the first sheet should be moida b'kai gam that is misajin. All right, let's move on. Rabbi says chaperein the last sif, sif lamed. How the misajin? That's when the misajin is dafka b'shalay nishba l'fraya. If you didn't make a shvua, avam nishba l'fraya. If the guy made a shvua, a misajin loy, you're not misajin for him. V'hu ba'atzmai, he himself, he has this chiv shur mutal alav, he is mechuyiv chayiv limkar, he's mechuyiv to sell, koma sheyesh lai, everything, liquidate everything. V'afil chalak, even his shirt, u'mechnasayim, his pants, v'avneit lefroya lebal choyvoy, v'yispalish be'efa, rolling the dirt and the ashes, v'lo yava, shuvah say, abinati mi mechuyiv, you're supposed to get, for not to be over alav, you have to give up all your money. So he's mechuyiv, even though there's an underlying misogyny, but al tishvu, the shvu is mechayiv the loiva that he got to do whatever it takes to pay up the choiv. And the olden got it in the olden shtaris, they very often wrote shvuis that he's nishba to pay up on time. Sfardish for sure. You see the leroiv and the paiskim and shuvis, the lashenis with kaseida. The paiskim deal is that enough to mean this shvu? But if it is, I mean, today we don't write it, but I'm saying if a guy makes a shvu, it's over. He has to do no matter what it takes. And over there we're talking about whether he's mechuyev to go work to pay up, remember? So if he makes a shvua, he would be. Now, look at the Piskei Teshuva, Sivka, and Tezvav. This guy made a shvua. I'm b'mishon l'melech, milchus shvuas. Even after he'll liquidate everything, all his belongings, he still won't have enough to pay off. Still, even if he wouldn't be misadu, he still won't have enough. Still, he has to liquidate everything, pay up everything, and still remain a b'chayv. So the rest is going to have to wait. He has to pay up everything he could. The shvu is on... on everything he could. And l'chayr on the rest, he's a ninus. Because he can't. So l'chayr on the rest, he's a ninus. But whatever he could, he's mechiv.
Yes,
what? If he gets taka, no.
He has to give it up.
He'll have to give it up, l'chayr.
If he's dying, if he doesn't have
it. No, because it's hakonis and overrides the Yisrei Torah, right? B'chaybehem. Only by the Gibbon Laveris. So if a guy gives him food, maybe he's mechiv. To divide it, he has to eat like a noni, like a ravon. Even though it's a misogyny, he can eat like a benoni. He has to, what?
Can't take clothing until he pays up.
Whatever, he'll have to do mamish to be, unless he needs it because he'll get frostbite, whatever. What?
He has to go
there. Right, I'm saying, unless, Right, he
can borrow clothes. Can't take clothes.
He won't be able to take clothes unless he borrows them. Right, unless he borrows clothes. Right.
All these things that say in the beginning of the sentence that a lawyer does not have to do, he doesn't have to go collecting, he doesn't have to.
But if you're for sure, he does have to go. Right, he has to do whatever it takes. Right, this guy has to do whatever it takes. Okay, one more. Look at the next Piskei Tshuva. V'yispalish be'eva, ayin v'nisivis ha'mishpat le'el, she'kos of the davka shol ha'nishtana mi'birishoyna yidei oynis t'shkik v'lishkiyach. He is in the same financial matzav pachas ha'yesa that he was at the time of the Shua. Then, m'chiv l'spalish be'eva, came into la'asni. He should have made a condition in the Shua that if he's so poor, he won't keep the Shua. He didn't do that, so he's stuck. Avam nishbak yishoya ashi, if he made the Shua when he was in good times, he was wealthy. V'heni, and then later on he became poor. Machmas oynis, it was out of his control. It's not like he threw the money out. It was out of his control. V'adai depoto mishvuasei, then he's going to be potter from Shua. Why? The oynis to loy asik adaitayu, it's an oynis that he didn't have in mind, he couldn't think of. V'chenu behedi b'yaridaya, and an oynis to loy asik adaitayu is potter mishvua. So if this guy became poor later on, that's like, it's like an oinus, because he needs the remaining for his clothing and food. So that's considered oinus, even though it's not Sakan Safashin, but it's enough to be considered an oinus to part him from his Chiv Shua. If he made the Shua when he was in his Matzah, obviously he meant even so. But if he didn't, then it's going to part him even from that. That's the Nesivus Ezeitza. The tumim here, we're signing with this. The tumim is a kashi, he has a makleik as yishayim, he has a rivosh, which implies not like that. L'chay didn't go like the Nesivis, that the Ravosh implies that even by a Shavua you still leave over the Shem Mesadrin, and he wants to know what's going on. So this is coming from a Chazei HaTnufa, L'chay it's a Makwekes Yishayinim. And the Tumah says, Interesanta Blitz Chiddish, and he says like this, he says that when a person makes a Shavua, his Kavani is to whatever his Chiv HaTorah is. If he has a Chiv HaTorah to pay, so he'll pay. And he's making a Shua that not only my Chiv, but I even make a Shua, I guarantee it. I'm going to swear, I guarantee that I will pay. But if the Torah gives the Loiv the right of Mesadrin, so when he made the Shua, he never intended to override that right. He only meant to make a Shua that he's going to pay whatever the Torah is Mechayiv him. But if he's allowed to keep Mesadrin, Avadi is going to keep the Shia Mesadrin. That Avadi is going to keep. Zogzaktatom, the male of the Rivash who holds the Mesadrin, Memel the Rivash held that even with the Shvu you have to leave over Mesajin. The Chazei HaTnufa Zokdeh maybe held that there is no Mesajin, maybe held like Rabbeinu Tam that there's no Mesajin, so then even if you make a Shvuah it will override the Mesajin because there's no Mesajin altogether. You have a Chiv to pay whatever you have, it means there's no Mesajin in the Torah, so if you make a Shvuah it will be Chal on every last asset that you have. But he says since it's a Sveika Dedina if you hold Mesajin or not, so he says, when I get to the regular Pasha Mesadrin, Savado, you would have to leave to the Loiva because the Loiva is Muktzak, like we keep on saying. But when I get to Shvu, which is Safek Deraisa L'chumra, the Loiva would be Mechuyev. Maybe he meant even that, because there's two ways to tie Shvua, that he meant even that, Mamele, he's Mechuyev to give everything up. Mamele, the Mechaba has the best of both worlds. That's when Mechaba was able to Paskin Mesadrin, because here it's Kimli that there is Mesadrin, but here he was able to Paskin that when you make a Shvua, you got to give everything up, but here it's a Sofek Derais L'chum, and Mamele, you got to give everything up.
He has to give back himself, so he's paid up.
What? No, once the Malva gets it, then the Malva is muktzak, so you don't have to give it back to the Leiva. Once the Malva has it. But that's the Tumim's word. The Maisa, we don't have time, but the Erech Shai and the Merebina, they argue with the Tumim, he holds the Kasha, not the Kasha. Moshe Erech Shai says, bottom line is, when you open up the Shulchan Aruch, you open up before, and you see that because it's a Safek, you are Mesadrin. Whatever it is, but you see him Mesadrin, Safek Kasei Mesadrin. So when the guy made the Shua, all he meant is whatever state in Shulchan Aruch, whatever is going to be La'alaka. If La'alaka La'maisa, the Loiva has a right to Mesadrin, even Mitari Safek. So when he made the Shua, he only meant that too. He only meant that you have to leave over to me the Shia Mesadrin, because that's the Din, Mitari Safek. He said if the Tum would be right
in his Havon of the Rivash, then it's not Shua over here. Then you would have to leave over Mesadrin too. Elamai, it's not true. He said when you make a Shua, Avadim is free also, or if it may be Nizaito, he said that Avadim meant to help out the Malva, that Malva has a Hefzik with Mesadrin, that Avadim meant that the Malva shouldn't have a Hefzik, and the Mela Avadim, when you make a Shua, it overrides the Din Mesadrin, and the Rivash is talking about a totally different case. The Rivash is talking about when the guy didn't have a Hava. When the guy was Machayiv himself in the first place, he now created the Kray right now with his Shua. So he says, whatever you did with your Shua, that's what you did. You don't see a Tfuyeh also, and you don't see a Hefzik on the Malva's part, So why should you think that when you're making sure you mean to go all the way at the end and leave yourself mamish beer? That you don't see. But when it's a regular avod, that anyway you have the parasha of Masajah with that Yeshua, now you made the Shua, that's what the Shua was, to take care of the Marvel and Avada, therefore the Machaba Pasan, that with the Shua, we're going to override the parasha of Masajah. All right, Rabbi, say, with the Geschmackers man, he went over to the CAO after Pesach, very long timing, very Geschmack. This timing is very unique, it's in Masajah, it's an extremely unique thing, and has so many mitzvahs deraisa. If you remember from the beginning, there's a mitzvah to learn, where feel like Kenosha, and then talks about Hukus Mashkin, Hoshu Tishivenu, and then you can't go into the house in Chav, and Kalei Chonefesh, and they get on Mona. Mama, Shalavim, Noch and Noch, Hasei is Noch and Noch, Masajid, it was a packed thing, I don't know of any other thing in the Kresha Mishwas that has so many mitzvahs that I see is all in one. There's Mama, half a dozen here, all in one. Tama Bachut, it's mamish, a shmak, a simit. Shkaya Kabaita, I believe that we'll see each other next year. Gesinnt Haida, but Gesinnt Zimmel.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.